Father, I wonder, do people ever think about you like I do? I mean, I know you made us all differently and we're all shaped in your image and in your likeness, but I wonder, do people really take the time to study you? Do people truly desire to get to know you as you are, seated upon your heavenly throne, the sovereign King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord and the hosts of hosts? Do people take time to study you? Have people read Revelation just to get a glimpse of you? Do people even envision you when they are praying? I wonder, do people really desire to see you the right way and to get to know you as I genuinely do? When I pray to you, I try to envision what John glimpsed too. I really do. But I wonder, do people read that book? Revelation 4? And if not, what do they dream of when they think about you? But without further ado, let's read it, shall we? The Book of Revelation, chapter 4, the throne room of heaven. After this, I looked, and there in heaven was an open door. The first voice that I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." Immediately, I was in the spirit, and there was a throne in heaven, and someone was seated on it. The one seated there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian stone. A rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald surrounded the throne. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones sat 24 elders dressed in white clothes with golden crowns on their heads. Flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder came from the throne. 7 fiery torches were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Something like a sea of glass, similar to crystal, was also before the throne. 4 living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back were around the throne on each side. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like an ox. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings. They were covered with eyes around and inside. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, 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 Lord God the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Holy, 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 Lord God the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Holy, 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 Lord God the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to the one seated on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne and say, "Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Father, I started this with thinking about you, wondering if people really take time out to study you like I do. Do people genuinely have a desire to get to know you? Is anybody really cracking open their Bible just to experience you and your spirit? Not to just read of what it is that you desire to do now, but to what you will do when you come again. And what will truly happen in the end. I'm so grateful to know you. And I wonder still, when people pray to you, when they speak to you, when they commune with you, do they imagine you seated upon your throne, ruling the world, a sovereign one? Most High One, the Most High God. I wonder, do people take the time to get to know you like I do? But if not, it's okay. I definitely pray that someone would just get a taste of reading the word your way. In Jesus' name, that's one of my prayers. Amen.